You have been given your marching orders for today. Are you moving? Are you marching? Where has God said go? What door has God opened you need to walk through? What boat is He inviting you to step out of? It's time. This month is a month to move forward, to advance into what God is calling us to. Did you know the month of March used to be the first month of the year? It did, until January and February were introduced and pushed March to the third month of the year. In the early Roman calendar, the first of the year began with March, and in certain parts of the world, it is still what kicks off the new year for some. Here's a little history. The meaning of March comes from ancient Rome. Named after Mars, the Roman god of war, it symbolized the time on the calendar when winter had passed and war would begin again. Movement and advancement for kingdom causes was awakened and renewed with the coming of March. For those of us in the northern half of the world, it's the beginning of spring. For those in the southern half of the world, it is the beginning of fall. It's like the kickoff month that moves us into the next season. If I had no clue what month it was and I took a walk outside, I would simply notice the air is warmer and see the daffodils and tulips beginning to bloom. As a believer and follower of Jesus, every day, every hour, every season of my life is set on pursuing and moving in the way God would have me go. I don't try and reason that path out on my own. I stay connected to the vine, abiding in the truth, with my eyes on Jesus, my ears tuned to hear His voice above any other, and my heart seeking after His. I want to move through each day, guided by His Spirit. As I do, I become His hands and feet to those around me, and I share His love. I guess what has grabbed my attention about this month is this. It's time to march. It's time for the army of the Lord to be on the move, advancing the gospel of Jesus. Remember singing in Vacation Bible School, "I'm in the Lord's army"? Yes, sir. We are called this day and every day to move out and be on mission, marching as one body with many parts and giftings out into the spiritual war that is all around us. 2 Timothy 2:1. "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer." Paul was writing what would be his last letter to Timothy, his protege and spiritual son. Written from a dark, cold prison, he gives Timothy his marching orders. He knows his time is limited, but he also knows Timothy is ready to march on without him. We can be challenged and encouraged by these words today. Be strong in the grace of Jesus. The battle will be tough, but you are a soldier of Christ. You do not fight alone. Take the truth you have been given and advance it, share it, and teach it to those around you. Don't get distracted or entangled by the affairs of this world. Keep your eyes on Jesus, your commanding officer, and march on. We've been given our marching orders, and the time to move, advance, and refocus is right now. That's the truth. The Bible is full of men and women who said yes to move and march forward in obedience to God. As they did, God showed up big time. All month long, that's my focus. So I hope you'll join me as we dig in deeper together at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.